We'll have a special class. Rav Eliashiv's Yahrzeit was this week, so I was fortunate to hear a shiur from, I think his name is Rav Yasti. I don't know who he is, but he seems to have been very close to Rav Eliashiv, and he said over many interesting points. He said that Rav Eliashiv was extraordinarily bashful. He was so bashful that he couldn't learn with a chavrusa. He had a hard time connecting to people. He would have a hard time sitting with someone and learning with them a piece of Gemara. And everything you saw about his giving shiur every day to over 100 people and answering people, he was forcing himself to do because it was completely against his nature. He had a very sensitive stomach. He could hardly eat. He lived on a very minuscule diet because he couldn't eat more. And he was a very sensitive person. If someone would tell him about something bad that happened to someone else, he was capable of falling ill and being incapacitated for a day or two. He was extraordinarily sensitive. So he had all these weaknesses objectively. And the reason he became who he was a few things. Number one, because he felt like, if this is the type of person Hashem made me, so I have to work with that and still become a great person in Torah. So he had these limitations. Being so bashful, so it was so difficult for him to talk to other people. And this was built in. Yet, you know how many people he spoke to a day? He forced himself. Being so, with such a difficult digestive system, Rav Eliashiv could not learn under pressure. When he was told he'd have to finish a certain number of pages a day, he couldn't learn. And when his father passed away, so he took upon himself to learn certain Mishnayos. So you think, for the Gadol HaDor, what's the big deal to learn Mishnayos? For 5 weeks, he wouldn't meet anyone. He closed the doors and sat down to learn the Mishnayos because if I'm learning the Mishnayos, I have to learn them, I have to understand them. Rav Eliashiv used to stress the importance of understanding things with clarity. So he said, you know, people think, let me cover ground. And he said, what's the point in covering ground? You have to understand it well. And he felt that was much more important than covering the ground. Someone once came over to him and said, you know, there's this Rashba, I just don't understand. I've been working on it. I don't understand what he's telling us. To which Rav Eliashiv answered, he said, you know, I sat on that Rashba too, and I also didn't understand it. But I ensured that before I picked up my head and left the Rashba, I clarified to myself, what did the Rashba teach me? Meaning there were points, you're right, there are things here that I don't understand. But there are things here that you could walk away with. Rav Eliashiv was once asked, what's considered a misken, a pitiful person? Rav Eliashiv said, that's someone who picks up his head from the Gemara and walks away and doesn't remain thinking about what he just learned. He said, that's a misken. So the person asked Rav Eliashiv, then so many people are miskenim. Rav Eliashiv said, what can I do? That's a misken. If you walk away and you don't take the Gemara with you, that's a misken. Rav Eliashiv was once approached by a philanthropist who wanted to donate money so that people would learn more. And he said to the person, I don't think that's what Klal Yisrael needs. That one's not for the Machon Moshe. There's another open one somewhere. Rav Eliashiv was approached by a philanthropist who wanted to give a donation to encourage people to learn more. And Rav Eliashiv said that's not what he thinks people need. So the guy asked him, well, what do they need? So Rav Eliashiv said, people need encouragement. People need to hear that they're good, that they're succeeding. That's what people need. He said that when he was a child, he helped his grandfather when his grandfather was writing his famous work on the Zohar. And his grandfather, in the introduction, wrote a sentence thanking him for his help. And he said that his whole life, that sentence gave him encouragement. Wow, my grandfather said thank you. My grandfather, in his book, wrote a sentence thanking me. And he said that encouraged him. So Rav Eliashiv said what people need in life is encouragement. And he told this philanthropist, he said to him, what I want is you take the money and you give it to students and you tell them, I'm giving this to you so that you encourage the next guy. You tell the next guy how great he is. Rav Eliashiv said, that's what our generation needs. People need to hear they're doing well. People need encouragement. The pasuk we say in Tehillim every morning, says Yatom ve'almana yodid. As we describe Hashem's attributes, we say Hashem encourages the orphan and the widow. So I don't know if Rav Eliashiv said this pshat. He quoted it in the shir. He said, an orphan and a widow, well, they lost their father or husband, respectively. So you think Hashem's saying, I'm filling in for the person you lost. So what do you fill in? You give compassion, you give love, you give a lot of things, right? The pasuk says give encouragement. That's to teach us that the main task of a parent and the main task of a spouse is to give encouragement. And that's why when Hashem says, I'm filling in for the orphan or the widow, for that relative which they lost, Hashem says, I will encourage the orphan or the widow. Because that's the prime role of a parent or a spouse.
Can you give us encouragement?
I'll try. So he quoted there that when Rav Vosner came to yeshiva, so they didn't accept him.
And
I don't remember the name of the yeshiva. The Rebbe over there was Rav Shapiro, Mayor Simcha Shapiro. And they told him he wasn't up to par, and then somehow they accepted him. My son told me the continuation of the story that he heard from his Rebbe. In the speech he didn't mention this, but he said that my son told me that in the cheder they told them that after Rav Vosner wasn't accepted to the yeshiva, so he sat down and started learning. So the Rosh Yeshiva asked him, he said to him, you know, I told you you're not accepted here. And he said, I know, but I have another 2 hours till the train comes, so I might as well learn. So he said, in that case, you're accepted. They said, most students, after they just heard they're not accepted to the yeshiva, wouldn't be able to sit down and learn. You know, they'd be devastated and they'd run away. And he sat here to learn, so then he accepted him. So at any rate, someone was cleaning Rav Vosner's house for Pesach. He was helping him clean for Pesach, and he came across a letter Rav Vosner wrote when he was a child. And he saw in the letter that Rav Vosner signed the letter, Shmuel HaLevi Vosner, Av Bezdin Lodz, head of the court of Lodz. So now the head of the court of Lodz was the Gadol HaDor. Just so we have perspective, the Chafetz Chaim used to ask his questions when he had a question to Rav Chaim Oizer. So he held Rav Chaim Oizer to be the Gadol HaDor. And Rav Chaim Oizer got his smicha from the Av Bezdin of Lodz. Okay, so just so we have perspective. So when Rav Vosner was a child, he signed his letters, Shmuel HaLevi Vosner, Av Bezdin Lodz, head of the court of Lodz. So this person who was cleaning his house came to him and said, what's going on here? So he said to him, when I was a kid, so I needed encouragement. So I fantasized that I was the head of the court of Lodz, and I decided I have to sign my letters that way. And that's what kept me going, that fantasy that I'm going to get there. That's where I got to go. So he quoted also that the Mashgiach of Kol Torah, Rav Gedalia, asked Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, he said to him, what keeps you going? What makes you feel like you have to live up to Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach? So he said he imagines himself, he fantasizes that he is on the court of Rav Chaim, and he's the second. There's the head of the court, and he's number two. And so he, behind the scenes, he has to help guide things. And he says to himself, they're going to ask me, I have to know. And that's how he drives himself. So to me, it was very shocking hearing this shir, because it was shocking how giants of Torah were willing to reveal how they encouraged themselves. It was shocking to me to hear that Rav Chaim Kanievsky, from age 16, every year finishes the whole Torah, all of prophets, all of writings, all of Mishnah, all of Shas Bavli, Yerushalmi, Tur Beis Yosef, Shulchan Aruch, commentaries, Rambam. Every year since age 16, he finishes all of it. When there's a leap year, so he has an extra month, so he usually comes out, he writes another book or two. in a leap year. That's because he does, you know, he knows how to get it done in 12 months. Now he has an extra month. So in a leap year, those are the years that he usually produces in writing. Those are the year he ends up writing books. So Rav Chaim Kanievsky, who learns like his whole life he's been learning, once commented, he said, if someone would tell me you have to learn for 4 hours, I couldn't learn for 10 minutes. Meaning there's this need to feel free. A person has to have goals, but they can't have pressure. When we speak about encouragement, we have to set goals for ourselves. The Chazon Ish writes, the best way to fail at learning is to tell yourself, I have to finish this tractate by this and this day. Rashi says that. And some of the, I don't remember if it was the Chazon Ish or Rav Eliashiv who pasted this on the table in front of him, the Rashi in Sanhedrin. The Rashi says that if you tell yourself, I will finish this by this date, then that's almost a surefire way to ensure you won't. You got to learn to understand, and then you move at a pace that you can go at, and you set yourself goals, but you don't pressure yourself. And that's there's a huge difference between pressure and having goals. And you see that the giants of Torah, Rav Eliashiv said, if you pressure me, if you tell me I have to learn a page a day, I won't be able to learn it, even though you probably learned much more than that. And Rav Chaim Kanievsky said, if you tell me I must learn 4 hours, I wouldn't be able to learn 10 minutes, even though on an average day he learns closer to 20 hours a day. But that doesn't matter. He needs that freedom. When he feels free, then he could learn a ton. When he feels pressured, then he has trouble learning. So we have these 3 points, the importance of not pressuring, the importance of encouragement, the importance of thinking about the greatness a person can reach, and realizing that if I have limitations, so that's the world Hashem put me in. So Rav Eliashiv couldn't eat properly his whole life. Okay, he had certain physical weaknesses. With that, he has to succeed. It's not a mistake. Right? The Ribbono Shel Olam that doesn't create a world with glitches. There's a reason. I don't know what the reason is. I don't think he knew what the reason was. But nonetheless, if this is the circumstance we're born into, okay, this is what we have to work with. And with this, we grow. So those were a few of the stories he said from Rav Eliashiv.
Who's the storyteller?